Chapter 5. Ship. For the next 10 days, we continued our journey around the coast. We only stopped when we needed fresh water. Soon, we saw that people lived on the land. One day, we saw a big group of people. They had a lot of children. They watched us from the beach. I wanted to stop. I wanted to go to the people. But the boy didn't like this idea. He was scared. The people on the beach wanted to give us some food. Two men ran to the forest. They returned with some dry meat. We didn't want to go to the beach. But they didn't want to swim to us. We didn't know how to get the food. The people saw this. They put the food on the ground. Then they went back. When they were far from the food, we took the food. Then we weren't scared of the people. They came to us. We thanked them. But we had nothing for them. At that moment, we saw two animals. They came from the forest. The animals started to run to the people. The people were scared. One animal attacked a young girl. I shot at the animal. I killed the animal. The second animal was scared. It ran away. The people were shocked when they heard the gun. They were also shocked when they saw that the animal was dead. They were happy that the girl was alive. They thanked us. They brought us more food and water. We had a lot of food and water on the boat. We didn't stop for 10 days. We saw some islands the next day. I thought that we could visit the islands. But at that moment, the boy started to shout. He started to shout because he saw a ship. The boy was really scared. He thought that it was a pirate ship. But I looked at the ship. I saw that it was Portuguese. But nobody on the ship saw us. So I fired a gun. They heard the gun. They saw us. Soon, we were on the Portuguese ship. They spoke Portuguese, Spanish, and French. But I didn't understand them. Fortunately, there was a Scottish sailor on the ship. He came to me. I told him our story. Then the sailors started to be very nice to us. They agreed to take me and the boy on the ship. We were both very happy. We offered our things to the captain. But he didn't want to take our things. He said, "I would like to pay for them." It was very nice of him. I told him that he could buy our boat. I gave him a good price. It was a half of usual price. He could take the rest for free. The captain agreed. The captain also wanted to train the boy as a sailor. I didn't like this idea. I thought that he was too young for this job. I thought that the boy also needed freedom. He didn't need to start another service.